Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר
We're reading in the book Zohar for All, volume 10, page 17, the portion of Kitisa, for if you shall carry. The portion of Kitisa, מחצית השקל, half of the shekel, one. This they have decreed. Anyone who transgresses the commandments, half of the shekel with the shekel of sanctity. What is anyone who transgresses the commandments? It is the one who transgresses the mitzvot of the Torah. If he wants to be corrected before his master so that the judgment of above will not rule him, this means they will give. He has to give ze, zayin hei, zayin aleph, and bring him closer to zot, that, malchut, and to shine light to her so that she will not burn the world with her flames. Because one who transgresses the mitzvot of the Torah separates ze, this, from zot, that, male and female. Then that place, malchut, needs to be corrected and raise the rosh before the din and extend gar so that the din, judgment, will not rule him. 2. The court of above does not punish the person until he will be 20 years old, because at that time he is completed with two parts, the part of the Creator and the assembly of Israel, which is Malchut. Because 20 years stand against the 10 Sefirot of Zeranpin and 10 Sefirot of Malchut. Therefore, if at that time he transgressed a mitzvah, whom should he give to? In that place that he has sinned to, ze, this in male form, zeranpin, he will give it. And to whom should he extend? Half of the shekel, which is yesod. As they say, 20 gera is the shekel, and half the shekel is a donation to the Lord. 3. The Creator and the Assembly of Israel, Zeranpin and Malchut, are called one. And when the Assembly of Israel is in exile, it is not called one. Therefore, half the shekel, ten gerah, is yud, yesod, that needs to be extended and shine in the place that he had blemished, Malchut. 4. And this will be the kofer, the ransom for his soul, because his soul, nefesho is otiot nefesh vav, which is the court, malchut, being called nefesh of Zeranpin, of the vav. She is atoned for, and the judgment is removed for her with half the shekel. This is good, the yesod of Zeranpin, who shines to her. And when they both cleave together, tov, yesod, and nefesh, malchut, it is called the shekel of sanctity. And silver, the right of the king, chesed, awakens to shine to the donation of the Lord, malchut. 5. Therefore, Moses prayed at the time of judgment, now may the power of the Lord grow, so that it will grow, yigdal, with a great yud, yesod, called half the shekel, and it will connect with malchut. And it will connect in the shekel of sanctity, so that both of them will be one complete shekel. And when they both connect, all the judgments and the courts at the gate of the temple in Malchut depart, so that they don't make judgment, because one has given a ransom for his soul. Because Nefesh is Malchut, and Yesod is the ransom for his soul. 6. This ransom is to atone for the 10 tribes who sold Joseph, Yesod, and separated Zeh, Zeranpin, from Zot, Malchut. And they transgressed the commandment of their master. Because of this, it is 20 gerah of shekel against that ger convert in a foreign land, Joseph, who departed from the Holy Land and was sold for 20. And the people of Israel did not raise their head from that time because of this iniquity. The Creator told Moses, if you want to raise their head up, this is, they shall give everything. Yesod, called kol, everything. 7. The righteous, Yesod, Yosef, is called kol, everything. The assembly of Israel, Malchut, the tenth of all of the Sefirot, is included in the Yesod, and they come closer to each other. Then they are called the shekel of sanctity, because he is half a goof, half a body, and the assembly of Israel is half a goof. And when they connect the goof, the body is complete. 8. The 12 upper tribes below the sea, Malchut, each suckles from his place. As it says, this is they will give, yitnu. Ze is accounted as 12, that they cleave around the upper tabernacle, malchut. At that time, they will have a raising of the head, because the rosh, the head of the staff, which is Malchut, will cleave to the place of the one who guards the Yud, Yosef, who guards the Brit, the covenant, Yesod. And when Joseph, Yosef, went to the next world, a Yud was added to him, as it says, and he was placed, Yisem, in the covenant, or the on Ark, in Egypt. As it says, Vayisem, and he put him, they put him with two letters Yud. 9. And through Moses, who was born on the month of Adar, Joseph departed from Egypt. As it says, and Moses took the bones of Joseph, and Israel had an elevation of their Rosh head. Because of this, in Adar, we give these shekels in order to lift their head up and bring the holy lights of the king closer to their place. And Yamin, right, Chesed, awakens in the world. And the headstones of the tabernacle existed over their corrections, and Zot Malchut came in the Reshimo of the Tzaddik, the righteous, Yesod, Yud, who cleaves to her with all of the holy lights of up above, when half the shekel is given, silver coins, because then they unite with one another. 10. Hence, the ktoret, the incense, comes to cancel the judgment and cancel death, because Malchut is tied to that place called Ze, Yesod. The incense and all of the sacrifices come with this half a shekel that each one of Israel gives. Then Malchut is the donation of the Lord, as she is lifted in order to connect with the Ranpin. 11. It says, the crown of Tiferet is Seiva, being or elderly, will be fined by way of righteousness. The crown of Tiferet is the donation of the Lord, Malchut, because the oral Torah, Malchut, crowns the written Torah, Zeranpin, because it is the place that is revealed through the illumination of Chochmah, to reveal secrets and to explain her corrections through the Ateret, the crown, which is a mirror that everyone is revealed in. And they are revealed in a place called the Path of Righteousness, which is the one that shines to her, is Yesod, Tzaddik, the righteous. Then the light of the Oral Torah of Zeranpin will be found. 12. Hence it is called a donation of the Lord, because she raises his banner over everything. As it says about him, the Lord is great, and his glory is great in the city of our Lord. When is he great and crowned in his crowns? In the city of our Lord, in Malchut. Then the light of Atik Yomin shines, Keter in Zeranpin, and is crowned in order to cleave to the holy city, Malchut, as it says, the crown of Tiferet is Seiva, and it will be found by way of righteousness. And it is drawn to the place called righteousness, and shines Malchut, and white, Chesed, shines to the red, Din, judgment. Zeranpin is always in Chasadim covered from Chochmah, except when it connects with Malchut to bestow Chochmah to her, and then the Chochmah shines in him as well. And the crown of Tiferet is the donation of the Lord, Malchut, which is the crown of Tiferet, Zeranpin, because the oral Torah, Malchut, crowns the written Torah. Malchut crowns it with the illumination of Chochmah, because when he is by himself, he is with the concealment of Chochmah, because Chochmah is not revealed in any Sfira of the Ten Sfirot except for Malchut. And the way of tzedakah, charity, or righteousness, Yesod, is what shines to her, as he connects with Malchut to shine Chochmah to her. Then the light of the written Torah of Zeranpin shall be found, because then, at the time that he bestows the illumination of Chochmah to Malchut, necessarily in him the illumination of Chochmah is also revealed. Hence, it will be found. Certainly, it is the light of the written Torah, so that in Zeranpin, the illumination of Chochmah will also be found. When is Zeranpin considered as great and his crown in his crowns, which are the illuminations of Chochmah, in the city of our Lord? When he is connected with the city of our Lord, Malchut, in order to impart in her the illumination of Chochmah. Then the Chochmah is in him as well. 13. Then, when he's connected with Malchut to impart in her the illumination of Chochmah, 60 heroes illuminate from him and 12 tribes. Because of this, there are 60 decades or tens that are included within one Kli, because they're all from the left side. And 12 are not included with them because they suckle from the branch of the tree from the middle line. As it says, Ve'yitnu, they will give that. Ze is counted as 12. They will give to all, to the branches around the tree, the 70 branches corresponding to the 70 ministers of the nations. Hence, all of the nations are atoned for through the sacrifices of Israel. Does anybody want to ask anything? No? Well, and he let him suckle honey from the rock. 14. And Israel first suckled from a place called Sela, rock, Malchut, at the time that she is on the left, as it says, and she let him suckle honey from the rock and oil from the flint stone, that he suckled them with the illumination of Chochmah called honey, from Malchut called rock. And it is called Dvash, honey, because Malchut is called Tamar, a palm tree. As it says, your stature is similar to a palm tree, and honey is drawn from the palm tree. 15. And then oil from the flint stone is a place up above where Isaac Yitzchak dwells, the left line. And even though oil, chasadim, comes from the side of Abraham, chesed, when Israel improve their deeds, they turn the din, judgment, to rachamim, mercy, and they suckle the oil of chasadim from Isaac, which is the quality of judgment. This is as the Creator told them, and they will make him suckle honey from the rock that they connected as a palm, which is the male and the female. Because Zon, male and female, joined, then an oil from the flint stone, that all of the degrees draw oil, even the flint stone, the quality of judgment. As it says, the flint stone, its deed is innocent. That the flint stone, the din, came back to perform the deed of the innocent one, Abraham. About him, it is said, he walked before me, walk before me and be innocent. Flintstone is Isaac. 16. And Moses was perplexed about that and said, from this stone can we elicit water for you? Since you are not walking on a straight path and you do not perfume the place to turn the judgment into mercy, how is it possible to extract water, chasadim, from the rock, which is judgment? Hence, Israel do the pouring of the water on the holy day, so that the altar, Malchut, will suckle from the water of Abraham, chasadim, and then the world is blessed. 17. And when a person blesses over the food and over the cup, he needs to place water in the cup. And when he comes to the blessing of the land, in order to bless that land called altar, and call the cup of blessing, Malchut, that all the blessings depend on. 18. And when Israel improve their deeds, then the altar, Malchut, rules from the right side, Chesed, and they would see the image of a lion pouncing or lying over the sacrifice, eating it, because lion is Chesed. Hence, the Mizbeach, the altar, is called Ari El, the Lion of God, indicating Chesed. And it's called the city of Chana David, because the share of David, that during his whole life tried to illuminate to Malchut, is the altar. 19. Hence, David said, notify me the way of life, satiation of rejoicing over your face. You will notify me that you will give me a way of life, being satiated with joy, that all satiation is included in the Yesod, and he will turn his face against your face, against the face that I'm gripped in, Malchut. And then pleasantness will be in your right hand forever. That Malchut, Lev, will be included in the right, Netzach, forever. And when she's included in the right, the flintstone, judgment, goes back to perform the deed of the innocent one, Chesed. Hence, this is Yitno. He will give it. He will give it to unify Zeranpin, Ze, with Zot, Malchut. The elder of the ox is his splendor. 20. The elder of the ox is his splendor. And the horns of the ram, the hands of the ram are his horns. The elder of the ox is Joseph. Hadar, splendor, is Jacob. As it says, these are the annals of Yaakov and Joseph. Yaakov is called Hadar, as it says, and Hadar, splendor, will rule under him. And the horns of the ram are his horns. Those are Abraham and Isaac, with whom he will head the nations. Together, when all the forefathers are together, there is none who will rise before them. At that time, Israel lift their head, as it says, for you will lift the head of the people of Israel. 21. When Israel came out of Egypt, they came out with the help of the forefathers, and they elevated their heads, as it says, and the people of Israel come out with a mighty hand. The mighty head is Abraham, the right hand of Zeranpin, Chesed. And it is called mighty or uplifted, because it needs to be lifted over the left hand, Gvua, since the Chesed needs to be ruling the Din. 22. And like Abraham, to whom the Creator made a vengeance on the night, in the kings who have captivated his brother, as it says, and the night was split over them, so Israel will come out with the mighty hand, who is Abraham, and gripped his help. And they kept his hand, the oath that he swore to Elimelech. Hence, in order to guard the mighty hand, that is the oath, it says, and the Lord did not lead them through the land of the Plishtim, the Philistines. 23. And they counted 7 weeks, Chagat Nehim, from below upward, from Malchut to Chesed, in order to rise to the place of Abraham, Chesed, and receive freedom from the upper Ima, Binah, which is after the Chesed. Because after they have completed the Chesed, they came up to Binah on Shavuot. And when they completed that, the Torah came down. And her opening is in Abraham, Chesed. As it says, I am the Lord your God against Abraham. You will have no other Lord against Isaac. The Ten Commandments against the Ten Sefirot. 24. When the Creator gave the Torah to Israel, he inscribed it with the holy name, and he said, I am the Lord your God, in Chesed, that Abraham is gripped in her, and against him there are the 248 positive mitzvot. The first mitzvah that the Creator has commanded to Abraham was a positive mitzvah, as it says, go away from your land. Because of this, the number of the positive mitzvot, the mitzvot of doing, is 248, like the counting of Abraham. 25. You will have no other God is in Gvurah, in whom Yitzchak is gripped. Because all of these other gods and those ministers that are appointed over the nations suckle from his side, from the left side, seemingly Esau and all of his appointees. Because Isaac is gripped in the mitzvot of you shall not do. And his first mitzvah was a mitzvah of you shall not do, as it says, do not go down to Egypt. And the mitzvot of you shall not do come from the side of judgment, because the person who transgresses it is punished. 26. Because of this, the numerology of the mitzvot of you shall not do on his degree is the number 365, corresponding to the 365 days of the sun that shines from the side of Vua, as it says, as the sun comes out in its might. 27. You shall not carry is in Tiferet, called Emet, truth, in whom the complete Jacob is gripped, and he suckles two parts, Chesed and Din, mercy and judgment, the positive mitzvot and the negative mitzvot of you shall not do. As it says, and Jacob is an innocent man sitting in his tents, two tents, Din and Chesed, completing all the sides, Chesed and Din, to the mitzvot of you shall do and the mitzvot of you shall not do. Therefore, he is called innocent. And against him, you shall not carry, because the oath comes to bring peace, because Jacob is the middle line, making peace between the two lines, right and left. Hence, he is both do and you shall not do. Because just like the mitzvah, the commandment of you shall not carry, is a mitzvah of the kind you shall not do, when it is for a lie, as it says you shall not carry or use, so it is the positive mitzvah when it is in truth, as it says, and you shall swear to the life of God in truth, and it says you shall swear by his name. 28. Remember the day of the Shabbat to sanctify it. This is the Brit, covenant, Yesod, in whom Joseph is gripped. Hence, it is called Shabbat, because Joseph is called all, and the Shabbat is also called all, because all the delicacies and pleasures come out of him to sustain all of the worlds. Hence, Shabbat is also included with both you shall do and you shall not do, which are remember, and you shall not do any work in it. Because Yosef is also the elder, just like Yaakov, Jacob, Zeranpin, called elder, as he takes two parts, Chesed and Din. Like Jacob, Tiferet, the middle line, includes the two lines, right and left, which are Chesed and Gvura. So Joseph, Yesod, includes the right and left, which are Netzach and Hod. 29. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God delivered you from there with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm. Hence the Lord your God commanded you to keep the day of Shabbat. That righteous who was sold to be a slave in Egypt and was defiled is against him. Remember the day of Shabbat. Because of this, the Creator told Israel, I plead you, do remember that righteous who was sold by you and became a slave in Egypt, that because of that sin it was decreed upon you to be enslaved in Egypt and to atone for that sin that you have sold him. Keep the day of the Shabbat and it will be atoned for you, because the day of Shabbat stands against him. 30. The first day of the 6 days of Genesis corresponds to Abraham, Chesed, as it says, the Chesed of the Lord, the grace of the Lord is all day. The second day corresponds to Isaac, Gvura. Because of this, the Creator sits in that day to judge the world. The third day corresponds to Jacob, the middle line. Because of this, it says about it in the deed of Genesis, Bereshit, may the water gather to one place, because the middle line unites the right line and the left line, making them one. 31. The fourth day corresponds to David, Malchut, about whom it says, let there be lights, Me'orot, Leking Vav, because the assembly of Israel, Malchut, does not have any light of her own, except for what she was given through the righteous, Yesod. So it is with David, who is poor and meager, having no life except for the 70 years that were given to him from the days of Adam HaRishon. 32. The fifth day corresponds to Moshe, Netzach. The sixth day corresponds to Aaron, Hod. These are the 6 days of Genesis down below, corresponding to the 6 days of Genesis up above, implied in the text, to you, O Lord, is the greatness and the might and the glory and the eternity and the splendor, because everything in the heavens and in the earth is yours, your kingdom. These are the share of the righteous. Gdula, greatness, chesed, is Abraham. Gvura, might, is Isaac. Tiferet, glory, is Jacob. Netzach, eternity, is Moses. Hod, splendor, is Aaron. Because everything, Yosef, Joseph, Yesod, is called everything. And the kingdom is David. Joseph, Yosef, is called Shabbat down below, the day of Shabbat corresponding to the righteous who lives forever. And he's called Shabbat up above, Yesod, called everything. Because of this it says, therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the day of Shabbat to atone for the iniquity of the sale of Joseph. 33. When Israel wanted to conquer the land of Canaan, they surrounded Jericho for 6 days. One time each day, corresponding to these six true righteous upon which the world exists. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, and David. On the seventh day, it was seven times corresponding to the day of Shabbat, against the righteous Yesod who nourishes all of them and sustains them. As it says, she honed seven pillars. And it says, and the righteous is the foundation, Yesod of the world. He is the foundation and the essence of all of these righteous. And if not for the merit of all of these righteous, they wouldn't be able to conquer it. As it says, not through the righteousness and the straightness of your heart you come to inherit their land, and in order to keep that thing that the Lord has sworn to your forefathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 34. Honor your father, this is Netzach, in whom Moses is gripped and he suckles it, because Moses was honoring the Lord in the Torah. If not for the Torah given through Moses, the great prophet, people would not know the Lord, the Creator, and would not honor Him. Because through the Torah, a man learns the work of his master, and he honors the Creator. Because of this, respect your father and your mother, corresponding to Moses. 35. Respect your father is the written Torah, Zeranpin, and your mother is the oral Torah, Malchut. Because just as the father gives abundance to the mother, so the written Torah gives abundance to the oral Torah. 36. You shall not murder is against the degree of Hod, Aaron, because when a person is killed, they take away from him the radiance and the upper splendor upon him, as it says, and my splendor has become a destroyer upon me. Because of this, the Lord created people that this upper beauty that he gave them shall not be taken away from them so that they will not be murdered. And this refers to the matter of peace, and therefore Aaron stands to atone for Israel and to sacrifice a holy sacrifice. And by him, atone to your people Israel whom you've saved, which says about someone who has been killed when it is not known who killed him. 37. You will not commit adultery, Malchut, who is gripped in Chochmah, because the assembly of Israel only connects with the one who is worthy of her, who is the righteous, Yesod Olam. Honor, Kabed, is against the assembly of Israel, Malchut. You shall not murder is against the degree of Netzach. You shall not commit adultery against the degree of Hod. 38, respect or honor, is corresponds to let there be lights in the act of Genesis. You shall not murder against, and the water will be filled with vermins, with a living soul. Because of this, you shall not murder a living soul. You will not commit adultery corresponds to, and the land brought forth a living soul of its kind, of various kinds. Because of this, you shall not commit adultery with a woman who is not your partner. 39. You shall not steal. You shall not answer. You shall not covet. This is the end of the Ten Commandments of the Torah, and they correspond to Atika of Atikin, Gar, Kachab, who are the beginning of everything, uniting the end in the beginning so that all will be one. And what he did not, and the reason he did not begin the Ten Commandments with them, is to teach the upper secret of up to which place permission was given to Israel, to Moses to look, and from which place he received the Torah from Zeranpin. 40. Because of this, he said, seven commandments, dibot, that stand against the seven upper degree, Chagat Nehim, and up to that place, down to Chesed, Moses looked. As he says, the Lord has spoken to you face to face. Panim, face, are the Holy Son, Zeranpin, that includes six firot, Chagat Nehi. To the face are the daughter, Malchut. 41. Panim, face, are the covenant Yesod that includes Hagat Na. Befanim, with the face, are the Ark, Malchut. And because they joined Panim Bepanim, face to face, then the Lord spoke with you. When the seven commandments connected that stand against Hagat Nehim, with the three upper degrees, Kachab of Atika Kadisha, then against them were spoken the last three commandments, and they went up from below upward. 42. You shall not steal is against the upper ima, bina, that suckles from chokhmah. One who has bina in him is considered as understanding something out of something, like one who steals and takes what is in a wise heart, who taught him wisdom and taught him Torah. And even though he was permitted bina in order to suckle from chokhmah, there is stealing that comes from the sitra acha, which is not by way of sanctity, and it is forbidden. And he said, you shall not steal, like that. There are the secrets of the Torah that the heart does not raise to the mouth. Rather, one who is rewarded with bina, understanding something out of something, will be able to take those secrets from the wise heart, even though he doesn't tell it to him with his mouth. And it is considered as stealing. One who takes from the sage what he hides and does not want to bestow to him. Because even though it is permitted by ways of sanctity, if it is not by ways of sanctity, it is considered as stealing, which is forbidden. And he said, you shall not steal, like that, also referring to the secrets of the Chokhmah, the wisdom. 43. You shall not answer corresponds to the high degree of Chokhmah called Edut, testimony. Because a man cannot answer anything if he's asked, except through the merit that he has in him a degree of the upper spirit of Chokhmah. As it says, the wise shall answer with the reason of the spirit. Ruach, which is the revelation of the spirit of Chokhmah in him, and reason is, da'at is from edut, testimony. And even though she's poor, as it says, ya'aneh da'at, will answer with reason, which is the poor, there is in her the sustenance and sustenance of the world, and his upper world in help in her to know his master regarding faith. There is an answer from the sitra achra, which is forbidden, as it says, you shall not testify regarding a friend, a false witness. Extending the Chokhmah is permitted only in Malchut, called Pur, and in Da'at, which is the middle line, but in a different way it is forbidden, about which it says, you shall not testify regarding your friend, a false testimony. Even though she is poor, and he is poor, about her it says, the sage will answer with Da'at Ruach, there is in her the sustenance of the world. From her come all the mochin in the worlds. There is an answer that comes from Sitra Ach, which is forbidden, extension only on the from the left line, and not through the middle line, which is forbidden, about which it says, you shall not give a false testimony against your friend. 44. You shall not covet is against the upper hidden degree that all the thoughts depend on, and there is none in the world who will know this degree, because it is the most concealed of all, Ketil, about which they said, when it came up in the upper thought to create the world, the upper world and the lower world, it was all in one moment they stood together, and that thought is concealed. 45. And a man down below has a concealed thought that there is none who shall know it except the Creator alone. And he gave it to that man so he will think within her words of Torah and words of mitzvah, because the upper thought, her springs extend to the place of Chokhmah, and she is not revealed at all. And from the upper Chokhmah comes the Torah, Zeranpin, and the upper the water comes down to the place of the lower Chokhmah, the lower thought called Torah. Hence, 46. Hence, one who thinks of doing a mitzvah seemingly does it, because with his thought he causes that the abundance, a great abundance of blessings will come from the upper thought to the place called mitzvah, malchut. Hence, it is as if he did it, malchut, as it says, and you shall make them. A thought is certainly the rosh, or the head of everything. Even though from the side of the upper thought he was given permission to think, things of mitzvah are permitted, but things that are not of mitzvah are forbidden. As it says, you shall not covet. The most concealed thought is the keter from which extends the light of chokhmah. But this chokhmah is not revealed in her place, but only after she expanded to malchut. And she is revealed in the place of malchut and not anywhere else. Because the upper thought, Ketel, her fountains extend, the Chokhmah, extend to the place of Chokhmah. And Chokhmah is not revealed at all in the place of Chokhmah. Rather, from the upper Chokhmah emerges the Torah, Zeranpin, emanated from Chokhmah Vibina, and it receives the Chokhmah from the place of Chokhmah, and even in him she is not revealed. Rather, the upper elixir, the abundance of Chokhmah, is extended to Malchut, called the lower Chokhmah, and also called Mitzvah. And in that place of Malchut, the Chokhmah is revealed. And even though from the side of the upper thought he was given permission to think that it is permitted to a man to extend the chokhmah from the upper thought, he is only permitted to extend from there words of mitzvah for the sake of malchut, called mitzvah. But whatever is not the way of malchut, called mitzvah, it is forbidden to extend from the upper thought. And about this it says, thou shalt not covet. 47. What is the reason that the commandments that correspond to Zat, Hagat, Nehim, there is against each and every Sfira a positive mitzvah in the worthy place for it, and a negative mitzvah in the fit place for it, meaning either the mitzvot of you shall do or the mitzvot of you shall not do. And those last three commandments that correspond to Gar are you shall not do from you shall do, as we explained about all of them, that this is permitted and this is forbidden. From the side of the Sitra Achra, it is forbidden, but by ways of sanctity, it is permitted. Hence, in each one, there is a mitzvah of you shall do and a mitzvah of you shall not do. However, because they stand against Atika, the Atikin, the most ancient Gar, where the chesed, great chesed and rachamim immerse in, or dwell in, and it is worthy only for the positive mitzvot, because of this he is precise about them, the positive mitzvah, and it is a commandment to keep them in by way of sanctity, and he is precise by saying that a person should not turn with them to the Sitra Achra. Hence, they were written as negative mitzvot, you shall not do. 48, and he warned people with shall not, regarding the last commandment, the last rule in the Torah, which is thou shalt not covet. And one who transgresses that has seemingly transgressed the entire Torah, because up above it is the beginning of everything, the inclusion of everything, since Malchut is tied to the Ketel. And if a person transgresses that, and he removes his thought from the ways of the Torah, then he cleaves to the Sitra Achra, to the side of falsehood. And then he comes to the point of, and you shall not give a false testimony about your friend. As with Achab, who coveted the vineyard of Navot, and then they gave a false testimony about him, and from this, man comes to transgress